some glad morning we shall see Jesus in the air. Coming after you and me, joy is ours to share. What rejoicing there will be when all the saints shall rise, headed for that jubilee yonder in the sky. Yes, oh, what singing, oh, what shouting on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, yes, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the sky. Seems that now I almost see all the sainted dead rising for that jubilee that is just ahead. In the twinkling of an eye, change with them to be. All the living saints supply to that jubilee. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the sky. When with all that heavenly host we begin to sing, just singing in the Holy Ghost, oh, how the heavens will ring. Millions there will join our song, with them we shall be. Just praising Christ through ages long, that's heaven's jubilee. Yes, oh, what singing, when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, yes, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the sky. Yes, oh, what singing, oh, what shouting shall rise. Oh, what glory, yes, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the sky. Amen. I heard a quote the other day. It was Brother Branham. It was Seed Is Not Air with the Shuck, and he said I had not heard the quote like that, and I was just been thinking about it all week. He said, you know, that faith seed is really what it was. That's the two different seeds. The faith seed is what been carried on. He was talking about how Abraham even had more kids and different spouse and had different kids. So that was, it wasn't a bloodline that was the seed that was carried through. Seed. It was that royal seed, the faith seed. Amen. So the faith seed is the seed that just can't help but to believe. Right. The other seed is the seed that just can't help but disbelieve. Amen. And that just breaks it down in simplicity. It's there's a group of people that can't help but to believe it. Right. But to believe it, that's all we're ordained to do. That's all I can do. But there's a whole nother group. See, this church world will have you thinking it's multiple classes. There's just a group that's going to heaven and there's a group that's not. The people that are going to go to heaven are going to be happy about it. I don't care where you place me in heaven. Like Pastor Moore said, the ghetto, in the city, out the city, on top of the city, under the city. Just get me to heaven. Just get me there. I'll worry about all the other details when I get there. As a matter of fact, even says we'll be ever learning when we even get there. So I got more learning to do over there. But I thought, my goodness, that just breaks it down. So Brother Branham said, that's the faith seed that went through there. I was like, praise God, I got that faith seed. I got something that can't help but to believe the word of God no matter how it comes across, no matter if it skins me, lifts me up, puts me, whatever it does, I can't help but to believe it no matter how it comes across. No matter who brings it, no matter how they bring it, no matter how they serve it, when it becomes the word of God, that's all I can do is receive it. Amen. You know, I don't want nothing with wiggle tails. I don't want anything that has any type of disbelief in it. No. You know, there was a time period where people could accept partial word of God. Right. There was a time period where it was even winked at as ignorance. Right. Like, hey, you know what? It's not even available. I'll just give you the best you can have. But I have the best that's available, and Amen. It's the best that it will ever be available. Amen. I got it all. Not even just a partial word. I got the full word of God. And Amen. That's the only thing that can feed me. Amen. You know, other people can go somewhere and they can eat all this junk. I can't even eat that. I can't eat that junk. It won't even fill me up. I need something that's going to be strong, steadfast, unmovable. That's what feeds me in this hour. You know, that's what, you know, you talk about even through the ages, there were different groups of people and they were allotted a certain word for that age, but they could eat that. Right. That was just what they could eat.
Right.
But you can't feed me just Martin.
No.
I'll almost get sick on you. I need something else.
Right.
There'll be something else, another calling, say, this just can't be it. You can't just feed me Luther. I'll say, this can't just be it.
That's right.
There just got to be more. There's got to be more. But now I got something where I'm saying, I got it all.
Amen.
I got it all. I can't help but say amen to every single word. And I love it like that. God bless you.
Amen.
Today, the song that came up first was Take Me to My Father's House.
Right.
Yeah. Take Me to My Father's House. And I've been thinking about that all day. But this is the Father's house.
Amen. Right.
You know, and I was so happy to be able to come here to be in the Father's house because we're guaranteed that he will meet us here.
Right. Amen.
You know, not a lot of churches is he going to be there.
Right.
But he said, if you get here, I will meet you here and I will speak to you. And I will answer all your questions. He's a discerner of your heart.
Right.
And I'm just so thankful. And I just, I have so much on my heart, but I just came to give God praise.
Amen.
Amen.
I just came to give him praise the Lord, you know, for all that he has done.
Amen.
And he's just been so good to me.
Right.
You know, just standing on his word. Believing what he says. You know, when it comes through, Pastor Moore told me something 11 years ago. He said, do this. And no matter what the storms was, I kept kind of backing off. But when you believe that's God talking to you,
yeah,
you stand right there no matter what the storms look like. People won't understand you. People will, I mean, but because he's talking to you.
Right. Not talking
you know, he didn't go to the massive and say this or that. He said, this is what you do.
Right.
And I'm just so thankful for that. And I'm just so thankful for what it's shown me, that when God says something, he never takes it back. No. He never moved away from that word. Mm-hmm. He just said, this is it. This is what you do. And it just showed me so much about the in faith. You know, do you believe that's God talking to you?
Right.
When God says it, stand on it, no matter what it looks like. And they were preaching that too, that God will make it happen because he spoke it. It was his words. He said it. I didn't have to do anything. And I'm just so thankful for everything God has done and what he has shown me along the way, all the lessons, it just comes full circle. You know, that journey. And it's just like through life. We have a journey. It's people to meet. It's things to do. But God said you're going to get to the other side. So there's a rest in that. It's a rest in knowing what he said. And Pastor Moore also said, he said, all my congregation is going with me.
Right.
He didn't stutter. He didn't say. And no matter what it looks like in your life, he said it. You stand on that. You don't waver. You just stand right there because those are the words of God.
Right.
You know, and I'm just so thankful for this place. I'm so thankful that we have a place that we can come and get rest when the storms are raging out there in the world, when people are crazy, and when they don't have natural thoughts. They do not have human thoughts anymore. They can go and kill kids. They can go kill family. They can go kill their own families. But in this place, I just want to give him praise.
Amen. God bless you. Sister Elise.
You know, I'm happy to be here, too. I was thinking. Oh, we got more.
What's going on? I was like, he needs a mic or you need a mic, but you're gonna, somebody going to get on a mic.
He said he don't need one. He told me to come back and finish this testimony. I've been licensed to be a state agency.
Amen. God bless you.
Governor DeWine has been amazing. And Pastor Moore, we already have a theory on why it took so long, but we'll leave that undercover. But I just thank God. I just thank God for the journey. It was well worth everything.
Amen.
Everything I went through, God just showed me over and over. Gave me the best place I could be in. He gave me the best staff I can have. We call it God Squad because God's the one that did it. These people just start showing up. I didn't put no resumes out. People came to me in a restaurant and said, and I was just talking, and I was like, I need somebody to do X, Y, and Z. Total stranger comes up to me and says, I know somebody that can do that for you. And I was like, really? Give me the name. They did it for me. And I'm just so thankful. You know, and I do want to give him praise. And babe, I didn't want to go in detail because I don't want to make it seem like, oh, it's all about the business. But it's something about when God shows you something and through the journey, you know, like Brother Steve, he shows him stuff through corn, different people through your jobs, different things in life. And this right here has taught me more about headship, humble, grateful, gratitude, patience, endurance, long-suffering, obedience, standing on that word no matter what you see or what you hear or what you think. And I'm just so thankful.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. There you go, Elise. There you go. Nobody's going to get me right now.
Okay. So, you know, I'm thankful to be here. You know, you said something about, you know, God meets us here. And I've been doing some things for the church, and we've been in here. My son was like, why can't we run to the church when there's no one here? And I was like, this is a very special place.
Right.
God's here, you know? That's not every church, and I thank God that I'm here.
Right.
You know? It's been a busy day. My kids are homesick. You know, I almost didn't make it, but I thank God. You know, for my husband, he pushes, you know, and I, you know, being here, I was thinking, this is peace. You come here and you get peace. You know, God provides. And I was thinking, it's so funny, it doesn't take long to get that world off me. I leave it at the door, you know what
right.
I mean? I don't even play with that, you know. I'm thankful to be here. And I was thinking, you know, this peace here, and oh goodness, it just flew from my head. But when you come here, this eternal life, that's what it was. You know, when I think about my measly, like, rough day, when you think about how much more, you know, 100 years is nothing. And, you know, you talk about the two people. You just can't help but believe. You know, I can't help but come here and say amen, you know, and I thank God for that. And, you know, I'm looking forward to being here. Every single time I come, God has something for me, you know, and I'm looking forward to hearing my husband preach.
Amen. God bless, Sister Elise. Appreciate that. See, Brother Mike Bryce, good to see you, brother. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you. Are you coming up here? Come on up, brother. Yeah. It's good to see you, brother. We've been praying for you. Yeah.
Looking good.
Well, it's working.
It's good to be here.
Amen.
For those who didn't know, I had a stroke not this Monday, but the Monday before that. And I lost the use of my right arm. It was actually, they told me, 4 strokes, and 2 of them were brain bleeds. So, and I couldn't even move my hand, open and close it. And so I got me one of those dry erase things, a kindergarten book, and started learning how to write with my left hand. I like that. You know, we're going to keep learning.
Right,
I just heard that, and I got this tickled me, because I thought, well, I'm going to get both hands back. I'm going to be able to do everything with my left or my right.
There you go. So, yeah.
But, while I was in the hospital, the doctor came to me, and I think he was searching for words to say, because he said, about getting my hand back, or whether I would or not. I didn't even bring it up, but he did. And he said, well, be hopeful, but don't get your hopes up. And I thought, what? What does that even mean? but I didn't need a promise from the doctor. I got my own promises.
Amen. Right.
And but anyway, last Monday morning, I woke up wide awake at 5 o'clock in the morning. Couldn't go back to sleep. And something just told me to get up and start working this hand. When I went to bed, it wasn't working at all. And but I got up and called to it, and it responded. So I can do that now. I didn't have that before Monday. But 5 o'clock in the morning, I wake up and do that. So, but I'm just really blessed. I'm gonna go ahead and play a song now. I've had some requests for a couple months now, off and on. People say, and I think, well, if I don't get up this service, maybe I'll get up next. But I don't want to think like that. Like I said, I had I was in the hospital and everything, but let everything that has breath praise the Lord. So
right.
I got a song. What a day that would be.
What a day that would be.
It might take me a minute to find it, because that's one of the first things I did when I got to the hospital, is come home, make sure I can play. And I dropped it a couple times. I had to pick it up. But I found some notes and things. So,
Amen, Lord. Bless
him,
Lord.
204.
Yeah, but I'm having to relearn some things, but I found the patience for it. I didn't used to have that kind of patience before. Oh, and I got a new therapy, too. The grandson was sitting across the room from me, and he was arguing with his mom or something. But anyway, I grabbed a rubber band, and I pulled it back, fired across the room, and hit him. He said, ow, stop that. So that's my other therapy. But I found that I'm still accurate.
Yeah, you worked that
all
hand.
All the way across the room, and my hand's still
correction
works.
On it.
So thank God.
Amen. God bless you.
You know, I just wanted to say this. David was, he had some experience with God. Yeah. He faced a lion and he faced a bear. And he knew what the Lord had done for him in each situation. So I was sitting back today. I started to think about the different places that God had brought me from.
Right.
How from marriage, he showed me my marriage, who I was supposed to be married to, how he moved things around to make sure that happened. And then even with having my children, I said if things had not gone the way they would, there would be at least 7 people that would not be here tonight.
Right.
Because, so what I'm saying is God brought me through.
Right.
And if he brought me that far, I'm making a proclamation of faith. This is just another step.
Amen.
Right. Just another step. And you know, I haven't backed up yet, and I'm not going to back up
now.
Right. He's faithful to his word. That being said, we have time for a song?
Yep.
Okay, come on, AJ.
Okay, while they're coming up, I'm going to have Johanna go while you guys are getting prepared. Go ahead, Johanna.
I was just thinking, that was so beautiful, Brother Brescia, and it was like encouraging and a rebuke to me at the same time to get up here and go through a stroke and play a song to give his all to God. And I was like, God's just been too good for me to just
Amen.
Sit there. And I just am thankful for this place, and I know God protects us every single day, even when we don't know it, but... Today, me and Elise and Kara were shopping for the church mill, and we were just busy and scattered, and like they said, sick kids and just a lot going on. And somewhere along the way, I laid my phone and my wallet down on a random shelf in Walmart. I didn't know where it was. I had all my cash, all my credit cards, my license, my key, everything was in it. And Kara was doing Find My iPhone. Some random worker had sat there for 20 minutes waiting to see if anyone would come back to protect it, to make sure no one stole my stuff. And I was like, God just is good to us all the time. And even more than that, even if I didn't find my wallet or anything, I would still get to come here tonight and praise God. And I'm thankful for an ear to hear. And I've just been so blessed by the word lately. And I've been so excited because I felt like I'm moving up and I felt my kids moving up. And I'm just thankful for this place. I'm thankful for my husband. He works hard and he came in today. He's worked all day, 13 hours, and my kids were so excited to see him. I was like, that's a blessing to get my family in here. But and every time I feel blessed for that, I still come back to, even if I had none of that, I have this word, and I'm just thankful.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. You guys ready?
I'm cramped back here.
Yeah. Thought you were getting ready.
Well, I was ready. I'm ready. Okay. No, if you don't keep it stirred up, don't let the devil take it away from you.
Amen.
Thank you, sir.
I know.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Amen. Quick announcements here. We got November the 20th. We're going to be having our Thanksgiving. That's this Sunday. So that's coming up. Make sure you get with Elise on what you're bringing. We'll be looking forward to that. December the 11th is the young people putting on a Christmas special. And then we got a New Year service. So it's a lot of moving parts, a lot of things going on. So should make sure we're all ready. Let's stand up and sing page 199, I Give Myself Away. Looking forward to hearing preaching tonight. Had a chance to talk to my mom today. I was on the phone and things were going on or whatever, just regular life. And I was like, almost got mad. And I was like, I had to realize it's Wednesday. I was like, that's what Satan's trying to do, trying to make me get a little attitude before church. She reminded me. She was like, you know it's Wednesday, right? I was like, that's what it is. I could identify Satan coming a mile off. Looking forward to the preaching tonight. I give
myself
away.
You know, I got time to say something.
Yeah.
Devil's sitting there saying, you ain't got time. You got time. Everybody's long-winded. You ain't got time to say nothing. Well, I talk pretty quick. So I have time.
Come on.
You know, I thank God for bringing me as far as he's brought me.
Yes.
You know, he's revealed of himself so much to me, and
oh my goodness. And
he's always there. Never leaves me, never forsakes me at all.
No.
You know, and you look at other people, and you know, I could look at everyone. I said, I wish I was more like this. I wish I was more like that. But you cannot believe me.
No.
You cannot outbelieve me.
Hallelujah.
I mean, I just see it. You know, I went to denominational church a couple weeks ago. You know, I was madder than a wet hen the whole time because I was missing here. But, you know, I went to honor my aunt. She'd been there for so many years. They wanted to honor her. My cousin wanted me to come. And my sister was going and all this, that, and the other. So, you know, they don't understand. So sometimes you got to concede because of their ignorance. But, you know, you get there, and it's a woman preacher. Got hair short as mine. Pants. And, boy, just a, you know, and a fine woman, no doubt. But nothing. Nothing at all looked like God. I mean, in the whole place. And I was thinking about what Jay is saying, you know, but that satisfies them. That fills them up.
Yeah.
That they go away. And we had a good meal.
Yeah.
I go away starving and spitting out what I did eat,
yeah,
you know.
Exactly.
And I was thinking, Lord, I'm so thankful for this right here.
Amen.
You know, all my problems, all everybody else's problems, all everybody else's flesh and spirit, don't even come into this because I have a revelation.
Amen.
And he's got this. I guess telling Brother Lockerback here, the good thing, because if I had it, I'd messed it up long time ago.
Amen.
But he's got it, and he just keeps going right on, you know, and everything just falls into place, and he just leads me where wants me to go and gives me what he wants me to say. You know, I've always told him, I said, you put something in my heart, I'll say it.
Amen.
And that's all I can do. I just want to be yielded.
Amen.
Vessel.
Amen.
You know, that song we're singing from South Carolina, you know, that... Lord, I need you.
Yeah, I need you. Yes.
Something stirred my heart.
Wow.
I need you today.
Today.
I don't leave here without change. Because he's a moving God.
Right.
If you're going to keep up with him, you got to move too.
You got to move too.
If you're sitting in the same place, I'm sorry, he's running off leaving you.
Yeah.
He's a moving
Thank
God.
You, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you,
yes, yes,
appreciate
yes.
you. Give myself away.
Yes.
Here I am, here I stand, Lord, my life is in your hands, Lord, I'm longing to see your desire. So I give myself away. Oh, and I give myself away so you can use me. Yes, I give myself away. Oh, and I
give myself away so you can use me. Here I am, here I stand, Lord, my life is in your hands. Lord, I'm longing to see your desires build in me so I can
give myself away.
Oh, and I give myself away so you can use me. Yes, I give myself away. Oh, and I give myself away so you can use me. Yes, I give myself away. Myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. So here I stand. Here I stand. Lord, my life is time. I give myself away. Oh, I give myself away so you can use me. As I give myself away. Oh, I give myself away. Myself away. Dear Lord, that's the desire of every true believer, Lord, is to serve you and have your way in our lives. Lord, we want your will revealed, and that's what you're doing through in your bride. And Lord, thank you for another opportunity to come to church tonight. Thank you for the testimonies and the encouragement. Thank you for answering prayers, for bringing Brother Mike back to church, and blessing Sister Michelle and her business. Oh, Lord, you answer prayers. I was thinking back there just listening to him. I thought, Lord, you never taught me I needed to beg you. Lord, you said ask and it shall be given. Lord, I'm not here begging tonight. Lord, I'm here speaking as your wife. Lord, that you answer my request, that you move on my behalf, Lord. And plus Sister Anna back there, Lord, and Sister Moore's eyes, and Brother Trevor, Sister Kara's and AJ's baby. And Lord, I don't say that disrespectfully, but just you're the one that says you already paid the price. You said you wanted us to ask, Lord, and so we're standing on your word, trusting in you to move. oh, on one side of the coin, I'm just a man, and I can't make anything move, Lord, but I know that you're inside of me, and I know that you're real, and I know that you can do anything with a snap of your fingers. So, Lord, we're just trusting on you to move. Preach to us tonight. Talk to us. Give us what we need, Lord. Lord, I'm ready to hear the testimony at the end. Did not our hearts rejoice within us as we were walking with him along the way? Thank you for another opportunity. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and ask. Amen. You may be seated. Good to be here this evening. Just a couple things to add to those announcements is when we do get to December 11th, plan on staying after the recital for some refreshments and stuff, a little fellowship. So amen. We'll start getting that out there, and then we'll have practice Monday at 6:30 again for that play. Looking forward to these upcoming things. I privy to get to hear some of the playing and the singing, and you know, I'm pleasantly surprised. That doesn't mean to sound bad, but we got some good singers that are younger. I'm enjoying what I'm hearing, so I think you guys are going to be blessed when we get to that point. I'm getting blessed just listening to them in practice. But it's good to be here, and love the Lord, love what he's doing. No other place I'd rather be. You know, it is funny because when you're out there in the world and you're facing the world and you got to go to work or you got to go wherever we all have been today, whatever situation we face, you know, sometimes those obstacles, those things seem so big. But, oh my, when you just know you can get back to where the safe house is, so to speak. And I know it ain't all together, these four walls. I know I got what I need to overcome the devil everywhere I go. But this is a refuge. This is a place I come where people understand me. This is the place I come where I raise my hand. You don't wonder what I'm doing. This is the place I can be. I can bow my head and say a prayer, and I don't even worry what you think about me. Oh, I might go out to eat at lunch and say a little prayer, and other people look at me like I'm crazy. They don't understand. I might be at work in my office and feeling stressed, and I just say, I got to stop for a minute. I'm going to pray and remember who I am. Somebody walk by, they think you're nuts. But not here. I can jump up and down. I can raise my hands. I can clap my hands. I can praise God. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Oh, I want to be one of those type of believers. I don't mean that in a way I want to force or intellectually do it, but I love God. I don't want to lose out. I want to praise him. I want to clap my hands. I want to testify. I want to sing. I'm not big. I always get a little surprised when people just seem dead. Brother Moore's the one who taught me this, but you watch people, and they're just sitting there so dead, and you're thinking, get with it. Be part of the service. I don't feel like the song's getting sung if I ain't helping you sing it. Somebody needs to worship God. And on one side of the coin, I see you worshiping him. I know you do, but if you don't, I know I'm going to. That's not what I'm here to do. I want to sing. I want to help. I want to overcome myself. Even if I don't think I can sing good, I want to sing. Even if I think I'm shy, I want to testify. Even if I wonder what people are going to think about me, I raise my hand, I want to raise my hand. I don't want the song leader to be up there trying to get me worked up and try to drag me in. I want to jump in with everything I got. Oh, I don't just want to sing, I give myself away. I don't want it to just be words. I want it to be a real life, a real manifestation. And I'm like any of you, I'm a man. And here's what's so funny about it. You know, you're so right, brother. You can't get caught up on too much watching other human beings. Don't want to be like too many other human beings. Because I'm here to tell you the best you see. Without God's help, they're human.
That's right.
And they'll walk out these doors and fall on their face the second they walk out. I do it. I'm human. So you don't look at it. There ain't no man in here so good. It's just by the grace of God we're here. But I want to eat this word. I want to become the word. I want it to manifest out through my life. This is a place where I can be myself. This is a place where I can let down my guards. This is a place where God has told me I might go to school. I might go to work. I might have peer pressure there.
and people trying to make me become them there. But I'm actually in a place tonight that God don't even force himself on me. He don't try to make me like somebody else. He just talks to me, and I got a personal relationship with him. And he and I have communion, so to speak. We have a relationship, and I have a desire to want to do what he tells me to do. And I have an understanding if he don't want me to do it, he ain't worried about it, I ain't worried about it either.
Right.
So I rest.
Amen.
And I'm human, yeah, I've watched people and I try to look at my example and try to be like them, but I'm going to tell you, I'm in a restful state tonight.
Amen.
I'm going to speak after the word.
Yes.
I know I'm human, I can tell you that side, but I'm going to speak after the word. I do all things that please the Father. Now, because I recognize who I am.
Amen.
I ain't talking all together about this flesh in this world. I'm talking about my soul. I believe the word of God. It automatically says amen.
Amen.
And it starts manifesting Luke 17 and 30. It manifests St. John 14 and 12. It's going to manifest and is in process of Thessalonians 4. It manifests Revelations 10. I can't help but do that. Because that's what my seed in this day and age was even meant to do. And I do it with every heartbeat without even trying.
Amen.
Oh, now I can go. I understand the other side. I get rebuked. I got to try to get my flesh in line sometimes. All that's still there. But I'm telling you, I'm a real believer tonight. Knowing who I am. And will do what God wants me to do. And I promise you, he is big enough to create a fish if I go run the other way.
Amen.
He's a big God. He's big enough to supply a ram in a bush when I need one. He's big enough when it's going to get dark to tell the sun to stand still and then make it stand still. So my little human self ain't going to stop his big plan. Matter of fact, I look around me and I say, we're right on time. We're right where God wants us in that on one side of the coin. So that's how I believe it. But I'm glad to be here to worship him and praise him. Oh, it takes a little bit of growth sometimes to come to church a little bit and grow, get a little stronger. But just keep coming, keep eating. Just say amen. Start there. Maybe you can't get up and say, well, I read Revelations 10 and this is what it means to me. You don't have to get up and say that tonight. Just say amen. Oh, I like that, Brother Moore. That's the easiest testimony I can have. That's almost the best testimony I can have. The ability to amen the word of God is the greatest thing I got going for me, because not everybody can amen the word of God. Oh, I'm really going to say it again. Amen, Lord. Your word's right. That's my testimony tonight. So be it. Whatever your word says is nothing but the truth. Oh, that's easy. You can raise your hand. That's easy. Oh, he said, I might be, you know, there's moments when you feel like you live bad and you ain't follow the word and you don't want to testify any higher than you're living. The one thing you can still do is raise those hands. Said, I might have been bad, but he's still worthy. I might have fell on my face, but he's still worthy. I might have done this or that, but he's still worthy. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Oh, the devil can't win when we talk like this. I got him beat all the way around, Brother Moore. When he even thinks he's going to try to condemn me, I know there's no condemnation. When he tries to tell me I'm not good enough, I can look at him and say, God's already made me good enough. He already foresaw me, and God already sees me with a glorified body. I will endure to the end. I will amen the word of God. Oh, but you didn't do this right, but you know what? I'm at church tonight. Oh, you didn't do this right, but amen. Oh, you didn't do this right, but I can raise my hand. Do you realize that when I raise my hand, I'm fulfilling Scripture? Because the Scripture says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. So just raise your hand, and you're fulfilling Scripture. Say amen, and you're fulfilling Scripture. So even when the devil tries to tell you you're bad, you let him know, I'm fulfilling Scripture. I fulfill it with every heartbeat. Without even trying. It's who I am. And I promise you, I'll keep eating. And you'll see some. Naturally, you get bigger when you eat. Spiritual, I'm going to get bigger. We'll get stronger. It'll happen. Automatically. It'll manifest. So it's good to be here. That just helps us whip the devil a little bit. Get, at least that just walks through the door, get a little bit off of you. But if you have your Bible, turn to the book of Revelation. As soon as I say I got a small thought, God will keep me up here long, but I really do believe I got a little simple thought here tonight. But we're going to let God have his way. I want to start in Revelation, the 20th chapter. I'm going to read two chapters here, and then we'll give a title. And in the 20th chapter of the book of Revelation, verse 6, blessed and holy is he that has part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And when 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about in the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Now I want to jump to chapter 21 real quick. Start with verse 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, nor shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, and I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. That's one group. But the fearful and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. No, that was a lot of reading, but it was good reading. My title tonight is Living Forever. And I use that word forever on purpose, but you notice in this reading, there is a group of people that says the second death will have no power on them. They're blessed. They're holy. Amen. That same group of people is the ones that talks about a new heaven, a new earth, and that he'll be their God, and they're going to have no death and no more crying and no more sorrow. Right. But then in that same reading, there is a group of people that will get cast into the lake of fire and be annihilated, which is the second death. And, living forever is what we're going to do. Amen. We're the group of people that it says, blessed and holy are they, that is part of the first resurrection.
That's right.
And on one side of it, we can describe it this way. You're either eternal or you're not. Yeah, we talk about classes of people, but that's really just meant to describe what scriptures they're fulfilling.
That's right.
And what part of the scripture they fulfill.
Right.
But at the end of the day, if somebody's going to live forever over there on the other side, You've got to have eternal life.
Yes, right.
And then if you're not going to live forever, it means you don't have eternal life.
Amen.
And I want to dwell on both a little bit. And of course, I'm always going to emphasize us more than the other side.
Oh, yeah.
But it's good to understand who we're dealing with.
That's right.
Because there really are a group of people, Brother Moore, that won't live forever.
Right.
The abominable, the unbelievers,
yeah.
The devil, the beast, the whole system.
Amen.
Is going to be cast in that lake of fire.
Amen.
And you know, we've been talking, and it's funny how God makes all things run about the fall in the garden and serpent seed, but you know, Brother Moore's made comments lately. You know, if the fall didn't happen, all those people that were going to live forever would have gotten here by the spoken word.
Amen.
They would have still come, and they just would have come the right way. Now, we understand God used the fall to manifest all his attributes. We get that, but we would have been spoken here. Because that eternal life means you are always part of God.
Amen.
You're always in his thinking.
Amen.
You are always an attribute of his. You are going to manifest one way or the other.
Amen.
Oh, that's eternal security right there.
Amen.
But this sounds awful, but do you know if the fall hadn't happened? The abominable, the unbelievers, the idolaters would have never showed up. The only reason why they showed up is because the sex program got introduced.
That's right.
That's a stinger.
Uh-huh.
And we're balanced. Because we don't treat people bad.
No.
We don't look down on our nose. It's just by the grace of God you and I are saved.
Amen.
But those group of people would have never showed up.
No.
The fall in the garden is what got them here.
Amen.
And God's given them life because God's the giver of life. But the thing about it is they're just a temporal thought of God that eventually will be put out of existence.
Amen.
He'll just remember them no more.
Right.
Brother Branham taught us, the Bible teaches us, in non-seed there is nothing to quicken.
Amen.
You know why that is in some ways not, I don't mean important to understand like you need to know all the knowledge, but why I appreciate understand that. Helps me know how to deal with every person I meet.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, God's not willing any man should perish. God's desire is not that. In one sense, every human being alive has a chance.
Amen.
The problem is these group of people were not like you and me. God could look down and see them reject his word.
Right.
He could look down and see them not want him. He could look down and see they didn't choose him. And so they're just temporal thoughts of God. And you could preach to them until you're blue in the face.
True.
And they couldn't be quickened.
Amen.
They have no representation.
Right.
They do not choose to serve God.
Amen.
And that's awful to think about. But it's factual.
Yeah.
And I'm bringing this up for a reason. We're going to talk about it. But Brother Moore is talking about eternal life.
Yeah.
Not everybody living today has eternal life.
No, sir.
Amen. Amen.
Not every human being walking around has eternal life, Brother Deskins. Do you realize even some of our good church-going people that are represented by that black up there do not have eternal life? I'm not even talking, I mean, we know there's people that don't, atheists, and people that don't have nothing to do with God. Those are easy to pinpoint. But there's even some people that get around church.
Amen.
That shout.
Right.
That's why shouting's not an evidence.
Right.
Run the aisles.
Right.
Read the Bible.
Right.
Go to church.
Right.
And sometimes go more nights of the week than you go.
Amen.
There are religious people, Islam people, that live a lot stricter than you and I do. I've seen them at work pull out their carpet and right in their cubicle go towards the temple and start worshiping right in the middle of the day.
Amen.
In front of everybody.
Amen.
Some of those people will be in heaven. We understand foolish virgin and all that. I ain't throwing them all to hell. But I'm just telling you, even some religious people.
Amen.
Because when the word crossed their path, they reject it.
Amen.
They want nothing to do with it.
Amen.
They don't treat you good. They reject God. They don't believe in God. There's a lot of ways they manifest that. But what their real problem is, they don't want God.
That's right. Amen.
They want their own way.
Amen.
And these people showed up because of the sex program. And God gave them life because he's a giver of life. But these people are who in the scripture here says they will be cast into the lake of fire.
That's right. Amen.
They're not going to be heirs with us. When Brother Moore talks about being an heir on Sunday, that got me a lot of joy.
Yeah.
But you realize not everybody's a son and daughter.
Yes, sir.
Not everybody gets the same benefits.
Right.
Not everybody has the same hope.
That's true.
Oh, I'm like, God, I'm not willing any man should perish.
Right.
The fact is they've rejected God.
Amen.
And they've been given a temporal amount of time here to live out this life, but they will be judged accordingly.
Amen. Yes, they will. Yes, they will.
I hope it comes across. This ain't one of those condemning, looking down my nose at somebody. This is just telling you, I can't take out that scripture. That the unbelievers will have their part. It's in there. Now, here's the other thing I want to bring out before I move to us. I read over there in chapter 20 because it talked about the devil being tormented day and night forever and ever. And people will read that scripture and they will think hell is eternal. They'll think people will be burning forever and ever in the sense of eternity. And thank God for a prophet. First thing he wanted to make sure he pointed out was eternal life. There's only one form. That is God's own life. There's not two forms of eternal life. There's only one form of eternal life. And he was quick to show if people were going to live forever in heaven and live forever in hell, it would mean they have the same life. Because there's only one form of eternal life.
Amen.
And we know by the Bible that Jesus didn't go prepare hell for the eternal ones.
No.
He didn't create a theophany in the heavens for the eternal ones.
On.
He did, I mean, he created that for the eternal ones. He didn't send us to hell. He's taking us to heaven.
Right.
He said, in other words, you're trying to make eternal life be a dwelling place.
Right.
When it's really just life.
Amen.
And if they got in hell, it means they have eternal life. And that does not run with the Bible.
Amen.
Hell is not eternal.
Amen.
And Brother Branham went further. And I'll try to read the quote here in a minute. He said that word forever and ever confuses you a little bit. And everlasting. But if you look it up, it really means until an end. Until a vanishing point.
Right.
He said it means that sometimes. It can have a compound meaning.
Right.
He said, but because he used scriptures, he said that we'll deal with this people forever. And he said that didn't last forever.
Right.
That was only a certain time.
Right.
He even made a point because Matthew 25 says that there'll be an everlasting fire prepared for the devil. He said if it's prepared, that means it had a beginning.
Amen.
And anything that has a beginning will have an end.
Amen.
Hell can't be eternal.
No, it can't.
But he was trying to teach us that forever and everlasting has a compound meaning. But he was such a simple man. He says, I hear your question. Well, how do we use everlasting?
Right.
He says, when it applies to God.
Yes, sir. Right.
You can use it that meaning eternal.
Amen.
But when it applies not to God, it just means in wrong sense for a space of time.
Right.
So when it says heaven's going to burn forever and ever, that's not God. So that's just for an amount of time.
Right.
And Brother Branham was honest. He said, I ain't going to tell you how long it's going to be.
Right.
I just know it ain't eternal.
Yeah.
Because there's only one form of eternal life.
Amen.
That's a lot of information, but Brother Moore was trying to cover some of that on Sunday. So I want to cross over that a little bit.
Yes,
do you realize that all things were made by God and for God, and by him all things consist?
Yes, sir.
He's the one that can make it not consist.
Right.
The only one.
Right.
And that's what he's going to do one day. He's going to forget about them, Brother Moore, because they're just a temporal thought in his mind. Yeah, there is a real hell. There is. But it ain't going to be eternal, because eternity is not a location. Eternity is a life. And the people with eternal life will be in heaven and living on the new earth and living in a city. We ain't living in hell. Hell wasn't made for me. It was made for the devil. And it had a beginning and it will have an end. These are the doctrines. Brother Brown always said, you know, circumcision, you should almost be able to get intellectually if you read your Bible. These are the ones you need a little help with right here. You read words forever and ever. You need somebody to break it down for you. You need a revelation. You need a revelation for all of us. But that's why I live in forever. I use that word because I'm talking about God. I'm talking about eternal life. I'm talking about the thing that eternity really means, God's own life. But there's another group of people that will be cast in a lake of fire, and they are not going to burn for eternity. They're temporal. And they really only got here because of the sex program. And God's a good God. He gave him life. He's just. He gave him a chance. He let him have a chance to even accept him. Whosoever will, let him come. They just didn't choose to come. They didn't want to come. That's their problem. Oh, this makes foreknowledge be even that much more real to me. God could see down because he's the all-powerful God. He knows how many times a gnat will bat its eyes, how many times a flea will bat its eyes. He knew who would choose him and who wouldn't. He saw them not choose him.
Right.
And the fact they didn't, you know what that means? He couldn't predestinate them.
Nope.
And so you know what their path is? The end. There's coming a time. You know, hell's going to be around for a little while. Because we still at least got 3,500 years to get through. And Gog and Magog.
Right.
But there's coming a time.
Yeah.
Where hell and death. And Satan and the beast and all their followers and all the demons will be cast in that lake of fire. And it won't last forever. Satan will be totally annihilated. That's the thing about eternity and being eternity. If Satan's around, you're not in eternity. But if you're in eternity, it means Satan ain't around. Oh, there's coming a time, Brother Moore. And you talked about it on Bible study. The earth will be in eternity finally when we get rid of the Satan and all of his devils and all of his followers completely. And then it will be a new heaven and a new earth where you and I and all the classes of people with eternal life will live forever.
Amen.
What a day that will be.
What a day.
That little devil, that's a pest. I appreciate God even just calling him out by name. You know, you got the scripture says the unbelievers, the whoremongers, and the idolaters. But I'm glad to include him in a separate scripture. I'm putting the devil and the beast, the false prophet, all in there. They're all going. God made sure we understood. The devil ain't going to be left. That pest, that old serpent, the devil, he's got to go. Where there'll be nothing left of him. I'm going to look at him one day and see how small he is, and I kind of look at him that way now anyhow. But he's just a little pest, and he's not eternal. He's just a temporal thought of God, and he's going to be done away with, and yet you and I are going to live forever. Throw that in the devil's face when you got a little problem daily. Remind him, you're not going to live forever. But I am. This too shall pass. But I'm not going to pass away. I'm going to live forever. But I don't care how tough the situation is, how hard the trial is, how down I get one day, how much peer pressure I have, or how tough it is at work, or how tough it is in the marriage, or how tough it is this, or how down I am about this, or how many times I think the devil with me. I have eternal life, and I'm going to live forever. Oh, I'm not without hope. I got hope. I got a promise for a better tomorrow. And I can even whip him today. I know that, but I'm here to tell you, I got a sword in my hand. I really do have a better future. If I got to live like Job for a while, this too shall pass. But there's something about me that's going to live forever. Oh, that trial might seem to be lasting forever, but it's still only going to go for a space of time. I don't care how long it lasts. It's going to see its end. It's not eternal. But you're looking at eternal life before you right now. You're looking at somebody that's got life inside of him that's going to allow him to live forever. And when I use forever about me, it's about eternal life. Because I got the gift of God, which is eternal life. I come from God. I'm going back to God. I had no beginning. I'll have no ending. Where were you, Job? I was in God's mind where he could see me manifest all this. He saw me, amen. He saw me raise my hands. He saw me get a new birth. He saw me choose him. He sees me getting a glorified body. He sees me judging the earth. He's already seen me all do all this. I was in his mind always. But the devil that bothers you and all of his followers that hate you. You know, that's the thing about God. We treat people that don't like us pretty good. I'm up here trying to make sure you know I ain't trying to kill these people. Because I got the right spirit. God's love. And I really wish nobody would perish. But I hate to tell you, they don't like you as much as you like them. To be honest with you, none of them really like you. They only go with you for a space of time. But you know what the problem with the devil, when you get down to the root of the matter, and it gets down to the word, he can't go where light is. Light casts out darkness. And these people that we're trying to be nice to, and it ain't altogether the flesh, it's just the devil in them, they kill you. And you say, well, that seems far-fetched. Well, what did Cain do? Killed his brother. The person he grew up with. We forget that part of the story. We think he, you know, just it was like right from day one. Cain probably had a relationship with Abel. He's his only friend. I mean, I ain't going to avenge without authority, but they lived together. Most brothers get along. They were pretty close. Step brothers. I would imagine they played together. And I ain't making a doctrine out of it. They hung out together. Got along, went so far. But when it got down to the root of the matter, Cain couldn't be born again. He couldn't get a revelation. He didn't want God. And he got mad and he killed his brother. That's what the devil will do to you. He's been doing it ever since, been persecuting the real believer. He killed Jesus on the cross. And yeah, that was of God. We understand it, but it's still the devil. The devil's the murderer. God's not the murderer. But there's coming a day where the murderer and all of those attributes of sin will be done away with. But no matter how rough it gets, I got eternal life. I hold my head up. I can overcome the day. So I'm not even saying I need a whole eternity to overcome the devil. I'll overcome the day. And part of my overcoming, I'm going to remind him, wait a minute, you know, tomorrow it's going to be a better day than today. You realize I'm going into a new heaven, new earth. No crying. No sorrow, no pain, no parting, no more death, no more old age. You don't get to go there. That's why he hates Genesis and Revelation. It tells him where he starts and it shows where he's going to end. But you know what? It does the opposite for me. It shows me I was always in God's mind and I'm going to always be with him. Oh, we're a blessed group of people to be able to say we are going to live forever. I can defeat so many devils with that.
Yes. Amen.
You saw what you do yesterday, Jeremiah? Yeah, but I'm going to live forever.
Amen.
You didn't pay that bill on time? Yeah, but I'm going to live forever.
Amen.
You messed up at work? I'm going to live forever.
Amen.
Oh, you got this spirit? Yeah. I want it off me, but I'm going to live forever.
Amen.
Oh, you got this problem? I'm going to live forever. Oh, I think you got the wrong mate. No, I don't think that. I'm just talking what the devil tells us all. Oh, I'm going to live forever. Oh, your loved ones just rejected you. I'm going to live forever. And most of them going to be living forever with me too. They just don't know it. Oh, where's the devil going to run when you look at him like that? I have eternal life. That means I'm really going to live forever as we understand it. I'm never going to die. I'm never going to end. But the devil is. And all of his followers.
Amen.
That makes me feel pretty good.
Amen.
I don't know about you.
Amen.
But it makes me feel pretty good. Let me just read a witness to back this up. Brother Branham would sit there and tell you he's uneducated. And put me to shame on how he'd explain things. He knew how to say it. So bear with me, then we're going to talk about us a little bit, but let me read this. This is from the Church Age book, Revelations 2 and 11. I'll jump a little bit just to speed it. But he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Now, once again, the Spirit is talking to all ages. The message is to comfort us today, even as it comforted all of our brethren of all the other ages. That's just another witness of what Brother Moore said, is all those seven promises of overcoming belong to all the bride, not just the one age. And he says to us that the second death will not hurt us. We all know that the second death is the lake of fire. Revelations 20 and 14, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Of course, that means all those who were therein were cast into the lake of fire. Now then, I want to bring something out here for you. It no doubt will cause people to comment on my strange doctrine, but I stand here on the authority of the Word of God and deny that the unbeliever goes to an eternal hell and burns there eternally. In the first place, hell or the lake of fire or whatever you want to call it is not eternal. How can it be if it had a beginning? Matthew 25:41, it says that everlasting fire was prepared for the devil and his angels. Now, if it was prepared, then it wasn't without a beginning. If it had a beginning, then it can't be eternal. Of course, you might stumble over the idea of the word everlasting. But that word means from ages to ages and has a different meaning attached to it. In Samuel 3:13-14, God told Samuel that he was going to judge the house of Eli forever and that they would offer no more sacrifices forever as his priests. And in 1 Kings 2:27, Solomon thrust out the last descendants of Eli from the priesthood. There was four generations or so later. Now you can see that everlasting does not compare with what is eternal. So you're trying to show, even though you say that your priesthood forever, four generations later, priesthood was done away with. It can't compare to eternal or that which had no beginning or end. Here is the case for the word everlasting means to the vanishing point. That is what happened. They vanished. Look at the word destruction over in 2 Thessalonians 1 and 9. Who shall be punished with everlasting destruction? In Greek, destruction positively means annihilation. And the word destruction does not mean destroying. Now, destroying means something going on and decay. So what can everlasting annihilation mean? It doesn't mean to keep on annihilating, or that would make the word destroying instead of destruction. It means to destroy to an ending point. You might wonder when you can use the word eternal and not use it in the way we have been taught. That is easy. When it applies to God, it means to be without beginning or end and ever enduring and never ceasing. And when you talk of eternal life, you have that in mind, which is the life of God. And he says, this is the record that God has given us eternal life, and that life is in his Son, and he that hath the Son hath life. Now then, only sons of God have life eternal, the kind that never had a beginning but always was. You have something in you right now that is eternal. Without beginning or end, it is the Spirit of God. It is a part of God himself. It is the life of God. Now, the sinner is going to go to hell and then suffer the same as you're going to heaven and joy. Then he has the same kind of life you have already. Well, then there might be those who say eternal life signifies the welfare of the children of God. It is their welfare and enjoyment that is at stake. On the other hand, the sinner has to go to punishment so that he can reduce the second death to a matter of punishment in place. Eternal life means heaven, and eternal punishment means hell. You would be surprised at the men who have been exalted as theologians that believe that. But you know what it does? It makes eternal life a matter of geography instead of a person. Eternal life is God, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. That's right.
Couldn't say it better myself.
Right.
I could have not just preached and just read that to you.
Right.
But there is a group of people that are going to go to hell, and they are not going to live forever. And they will be annihilated. On the other hand, in this same scripture reading, there is a group of people, Brother Duskins, that are going to go all the way. And you know, I don't have time to go into all these things, but I was thinking this week, I'm going to have the soul of God. I'm going to have something called a theophany as my spirit realm. And I'm going to have a glorified body. I'm going to be perfected in all three realms. And when I get to that state, I'll even be in that state before we get to new heaven, new earth. But in that state, there's a chain of circumstance. The devil can't touch me. I will never grow old.
Amen.
I will not die.
No.
And I've already started my manifestation of that at my new birth.
Amen.
Because that soul of me is going to be there forever. It's never going to die.
Never.
but I'm going to have a body that doesn't grow old. I'm going to have a spirit realm that never has to die.
Amen.
All three realms of me will live forever and ever,
Amen.
Meaning they were in the mind of God and in his thoughts
yeah.
before time ever started.
Everlasting.
Forever.
Yeah.
And you can use it as eternity when it applies to God.
Amen.
That's the difference.
That's right.
Right now, I got some things that aren't going to be forever.
Right.
This flesh, you let time go long enough, that's going to get old and wrinkled and die.
Amen.
So it's going to be changed.
Amen.
But the proof of this going to be changed is the fact that I've already had an inside work.
Already, got it.
Already have eternal life
yes,
manifesting
right.
on the inside of me. And I'm going to be to a state, no more dying, no more sorrow. It won't be an emotional spirit realm crying over sad things.
No, no.
I don't know if there's tears of joy. I don't even know if there's a scripture for that, but it ain't going to be tears of sadness.
No.
I'm going to be happy.
Amen.
Everybody will be happy there. All three realms will be perfect.
Amen.
I'm not going to live forever, even in the state I am right now. You realize I'm going to, as we've said, I'm going to see green like real green. I'm going to breathe better than I've ever breathed.
Amen.
I'm going to enjoy this earth better than I've ever known how to enjoy it.
Forever.
It's going to be made to my liking.
Right.
And we're going to live forever. Yeah, some are going to live in the city and some are going to live on the new earth. But regardless of where I'm living forever. Because
yeah.
I was in God's mind before the foundation of the world. And hell wasn't made for me. Second death is not for me. It has no power.
Amen.
Blessed and holy are they. You have part in the first resurrection.
Amen.
You know what that connects to? The rapture. I'm getting out of here.
Amen.
I'm getting a change of the body.
Right.
I'm going to be changed in a moment in a twinkling of an eye. I'm going to go to a wedding supper. I'm going to live 1,000 years just to let the devil know I can do it. That's just a day to me.
Amen.
I'm going to that new heaven and new earth promised, and I will live forever and be ever learning and always enjoying God,
Amen.
Enjoying life,
yeah.
never growing old, never running out of things to do. Don't worry about being bored.
Amen.
You will always be happy. It's going to be a good place.
Amen.
That's where you and I are going.
Amen.
The devil might be cast in the lake of fire, but not you and me.
Not us.
Oh, he's come and paid the price.
Right.
That if we believe on him, we shall pass from death unto life.
Amen.
That's what's happened to you and me.
Right.
We pass from death unto life.
Amen.
We're manifesting who we really were supposed to be all along anyhow.
Amen.
And we are the ones that avoid the second death.
Right.
Oh, I like being able to say that. I have no part in it. Not even made for me. You know what was prepared for me? Jesus said, I go and prepare a place for you. Oh, that's a different place than hell. That's a different place than the lake of fire. I'm going to heaven on earth eventually.
Amen.
I don't even know how to describe it because I ain't been there yet. They let Brother Bram see a little bit of it. He describes a little bit of it here. We get a little taste of it. But Brother Moore, we haven't really got the experience fully yet. But there's coming a day. It will manifest. You know, I had scriptures up here. But for sake of time, I was going to go over Romans 8. But I'll just paraphrase it. All that God foreknew, he predestinated. Every bit of eternal life, he foreknew. And every bit of eternal life will be there on the other side. Foolish virgin, 144,000, bride, Old Testament saints, innocent, whatever. He foreknew them. He could predestinate them. But listen to the whole story. He calls you, justifies you, glorifies you. That's a good path to be on right there now. You realize there's some people, but Brother Brandon preached the message of the sea, should not be air shucked. There's some people on a path to hell, and there's some people on a path to heaven. I'm on the path of called, justified, glorified. Right on beyond the scripture, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Nothing shall be able to separate us from the love of God. That's talking about somebody eternal, Brother Moore. If you're connected with God, you got eternal life. Oh, that gets me excited. And what the difference is, why I wanted to bring that scripture out, I said it a little bit early. God, by his foreknowledge, could see down here and see you and I want him. Accept him. Say amen to his word. Then he could predestinate you. The problem with the other group is they didn't want him. But you and I wanted him. He first loved us, but we love him. I remember I brought that quote I found one time. God chose Moses because Moses chose God. God chose us because we chose him. And you say, that's confusing, but it's just because our finite minds don't understand how eternity works. But God's eternal, moves up and down the line and still's in eternity. Can do it all in eternity. We're the eternal attributes of God, and we're going to live forever. And he foresaw us want him, and because we wanted him, he's prepared a place for you and me where we will live forever, perfect in all three realms. What a day that will be. What a day this is to even understand it now, to be able to have this to look forward to. And then in my present tense, I'm manifesting God with every heartbeat, enjoying life where I am right now, Brother Deskins. Going to work, realizing I'm manifesting God. People have a chance to touch God. Growing in the Lord, as Sister Johanna said. Getting stronger in the Lord. This is a good walk. This is a nice walk. This is a peaceful walk. This is a joyful walk. You'll never go wrong by listening to God. I don't care how long it takes to get to the final point. I don't care if there's a few obstacles along the way. You'll never go wrong listening to God. I don't care if it takes 11 years to get your business. I don't care if it takes 25 years to get your body changed. You'll never go wrong listening to God. This is the walk that you want to be in. This is the group you want to be part of. And you can't make yourself part of this group if it ain't in you. But if you can amen what I'm telling you tonight, oh, you can rejoice. You're going to live forever. You know, I always say it's easy to say this, but work don't matter when you talk like this. Your little problems don't matter when you talk like this. Your money problem, don't worry. Come in here and step into eternity for a couple hours. And just say, Lord, I don't even have to go back. This is what I'm made for. This is why I'm here. This is where I'm going. We don't need to go back unless you want me to go back. I don't really want to go back. I'll go back and do your will, Lord. To die is gain, to live is Christ. Either way, I'm all right. But just step into eternity tonight with me for a little bit and forget the problem, forget the homework, forget this presentation, forget the money, and just thank God you get to live forever.
Amen, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
See, in my human side of me, I'm guilty of thinking too far ahead. I worry about too much sometimes, Brother Deskins. But oh my, I'm living forever. I'll outlast all that I'm thinking about anyhow. I'll outlast retirement. I'll outlast another rental property. I'll outlast the next job promotion. I'll outlast the next bill. I'll outlast the next house. I'll outlast all of those are just temporal things. I'll enjoy why I have them. But I'm here to tell you, I'm just passing through for a little space of time because I am eternal and I'm going to live forever. And my real home is heaven because that's what was made for me and meant for me. And that's where I'm going. And that gives me joy to be able to say that. Oh, that gives me joy. And I don't need to keep you any longer. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through. But I do want to read this because if I read one about them not being eternal, I got to read one about us. I got to read one about me. From the seed is not heir to the shuck. Church natural, church spiritual. There's a church natural that these women type here. The church spiritual, the natural church, and spiritual church cannot be heirs together. They are two different separate times, two different separate peoples, are in two different separate covenants. That's why the rapture is different and will only be for the royal seed of Abraham. It cannot come by the natural carnal seed church. It'll have to be the royal seed of Abraham of the word of God through Abraham, the royal seed. That's why the rapture has to be first. He goes on, we which are alive and remain should not hinder them. This is what I want to get to. There is no judgment to the royal spiritual predestinated seed of Abraham. For they are predestinated to eternal life. They have accepted God's provided sacrifice, which was Christ, the Word. And there is therefore now no condemnation. And St. John 5:24, if you want a scripture, there is therefore no condemnation. And that was Christ Jesus, Romans 8:1, walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And Romans 5:24, I think you meant John 5:24. He that heareth my word That word there is understandeth. Any drunk or anything else can hear it and walk away. But he that heareth my word and understand my word and believe on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death unto life. Yes, sir. He that this great mystery of God made known to and understands how that God was in Christ reconciling himself to the world, how that he and the Father were one, how that the great mystery of the fulfilling of the word of God, taking and bringing himself, manifested in the age of human beings, in the strain of human beings, in the company of human beings, to make his word manifested in the day, in the eastern rising of the sun. But listen to this, people. And to do the same thing as the sun sets in the west, to make himself manifested in a bride church. The word may manifest. That's who we are. And we understand, too, the other class of people are going to come and have eternal life, too. But, oh, people, we pass from death unto life. We're going in a rapture. No judgment for us. No second death for us. No condemnation for us. We're ordained to eternal life. Thank God we have it and understand it. God bless you. Come on, Pastor. Amen.
I like it.
Amen.
I like the fact that I am going to live forever.
Yes.
And it's not even something that we're making ourselves do. It's because of who you are. Because you are part of God, you can't help but to live forever. And it's not, people, they're really missing it when they're talking about trying to get God. You can't get God. You either have eternal life or you don't. And if you have eternal life, you are going to follow the word. You can't help it. And it's just in you. And if you don't have it, then you won't be able to, no matter how much you try. And even if you know what? And the thing that's interesting is people can live a really good life and not have eternal life. That's what Matthew 25 said. When they got to the judgment, they thought they had it made. Just like that rich young ruler, he thought he had it made because he had obeyed his parents from his youth, and he had done all the things, and he had done all this, and Jesus was checking him off on the list of all the things he needed to do, and he knew he was leading him. He said, well, honor thy father and mother. Done that. Do this, do that, done that. See, he was a good man. He was a good man. He was a good sinner, that's all he was. But he did all the things that he thought he could do. But when the word got to a point where it says, do this, said, I can't do that. I can't do that. And you can't, if you don't have eternal life, you can't do this. But if you got eternal life, you can do nothing else.
Amen.
Because you can't miss it.
Right.
You'll outlast yourself.
That's it.
You're going to outlast yourself. You say, well, I'm this, I'm that. Don't worry about it. That too shall pass.
Yeah.
If you're young and you say, well, if you're young, you got all these kind of issues and problems, get old.
Yeah.
They'll change. Eventually, they'll go away. I don't care how much of a rascal you are when you're young. By the time you get really, really old, you ain't worried about being a rascal. So don't spend so much time worrying about that. If you have eternal life, that means you come from God.
Amen.
And you're going to God. And whatever you have to do in the middle, you'll do because you're ordained of God to do it. And he gave you eternal life because he already saw you do it. That's what makes him omnipresent. He sees all. He knows all. He knows what you're... He knows if you're born, if you've got a new birth, you should be resting more than anybody on the face of the earth. Because you will not get a new birth if you're not going all the way. You will not get a new birth if you're not eternal. You say, well, I got a new birth. Then what are you worrying about? That means you come from God and you're going back to God. Oh, you might suffer some things in this life because the choices you make, But it doesn't change. Your choices does not change your eternal destination. And their choices doesn't change their eternal destination. He never knew them. That's what he told them in Matthew 25. They said, "We did a lot of good stuff for you, Lord." He said, "I don't know you." He said, you did. And see, and these are people who thought they were serving God. They were doing, like Brother Branham said, doing God a service without his will. But there is a group of people on the face of the earth that will live forever. That's us. You said, "Well, you're taking off a lot upon yourself." No, I'm not. It's him. Because there's only one form of eternal life. It's not this flesh and this spirit. But the God that's on the inside of me will live eternally. Never did begin. It had a beginning of manifestation. That's why he put a seed in you, because he had to have life already in you to make it eternal. So you didn't come here to get eternal life. Brother Branham said, you can't get eternal life tonight. You always had it. You just didn't know it. You were always a son. You just didn't know it. You're always a part of God. Just didn't know it. But now that we know it, it should do something for us. It should give you a rest. That I don't care what you're struggling with, what you're going through, this too shall pass. This too, because you're eternal. You say, "Well, I got some things I'm struggling with." That'll pass. You say, "Well, what if I keep it the rest of my life?" It'll pass. Because when you lay this tabernacle down, you got another one waiting on you in the heaven. And you don't have to worry about it, because God's going to take care of every bit of that. We are not going to the judgment, people. Why do you think we can't go to the judgment? We're going to be there, but not to be judged. We're going to be sitting there judging. And it's because it's God judging. It's not you. You're not going to be sitting up there wiping your tears and, "Oh, I remember Sally. She was my neighbor." And that is the kind of judgment it's going to be. It's going to be God judging. And God doesn't cry. Not like that. And the judgment is going to be according to the word of God. And we're going to be back there judging things exactly like it is, and laying it down like it is. And you say, well, that was a good person. We're not going to be looking at it as a good person. We're going to be saying, "What did they do for me? How did you help God?" Because remember, when the bride's sitting there, it's not God and the bride. It's God. We have our glorified body. We'll have our theophany. And we'll have our soul. It's all God. When you got all three of those, you're all God. What we were supposed to be from the beginning. So, yeah, I will live forever. Because when I'm talking about me living forever, I'm talking about God, eternal life. It's dwelling in this tabernacle. That's why this tabernacle's got to go away. Because this tabernacle can't live forever. You know, I knew that when I was 20. Now that I'm 60, I'm looking back and saying, it's getting older. Don, this tabernacle is getting older. It can't live forever. One way or another, we're going to lay this thing down. And any way it goes, I'm good with it, because you know what? I will live forever. Don't worry about me. If you have to roll me down this aisle, don't worry about me, because I'll still be living. We ain't lost one. That's what Jesus said. I've lost not one. All that the Father hath given me will come. And I ain't lost one of you. He didn't then, and he hadn't now. Because we will live forever. Come on, musicians. Living by faith. Hadn't lost one. And won't lose one. You cannot slip out of his hand.
Oh, no.
I care not today what tomorrow will bring. If shadow or sunshine or rain, the Lord I know ruleth over everything. And all of my worry in vain. Brother Mike, somebody get him a microphone so we can hear him on the internet. Here it comes.
Yeah, I kind of skipped over. I heard the sermon, but I skipped over one of the important points. When that doctor told me, be hopeful, but don't get your hopes up. I know what he meant. He meant, you know, hope for the best and, you know, prepare for the worst.
Right.
But when he said that, the first thing I thought was, we're not as though as them that have no hope.
That's right. Scripture.
Well, I like that. That's what he was preaching on tonight. He was showing the contrast.
That's
we're
right.
We're not like them, and they're not like us.
That's exactly right.
But and also, my wife asked for prayer. She went to go get a nerve block today. I'm seeing my prayers manifested, so, and I appreciate all the prayers. But she was getting a nerve block today, but she was walking through the parking lot, and I guess she fell. She had her cane and everything, but she fell and hurt herself again. So she would like to help me, but, I mean, she kind of needs help herself.
Amen.
But we'll be fine, but I appreciate the prayers.
Amen. Pray for Sister Debbie. Amen.
Amen, Lord.
Don't forget, Sunday's Thanksgiving. Saturday's Thanksgiving. Friday's Thanksgiving. Thursday's Thanksgiving. Every day. Every day. But Sunday we're going to have dinner after service, so come and plan on staying. Don't plan on leaving. You ain't got nothing to do Sunday afternoon but get ready for Sunday night. So come and expecting. Remember Brother Don Parnell. We went to see him. He's had his surgery. He's out of the surgery, but he's got a long road of recovery. And just keep him in your prayer. Yes, John. Did I? Oh, that's right, for dinner. Let's see. Keep me on it. Cancel Sunday night. Y'all trying to sneak it in there. Y'all weren't going to say nothing. No, Sunday morning and then dinner afterwards, Sunday afternoon, then you'll have Sunday night off. Thank you, John, keeping me on. But remember Brother Parnell and just keep him in your prayers and keep all of the prayers that we've been bringing up. Just keep them before the Lord. And God bless Sister Michelle. She's been doing what she's been, what y'all don't understand, she's been trying to get this license for 11 years. And now she's got it. So God bless you. Hard work. Amen. I care not today what tomorrow may bring, if shadow or sunshine or rain. For Noah, Lord, ruleth o'er everything, and all of my worries in vain. For I am living by faith in Jesus above. I am trusting comfort.
Above, I'm trusting, confide.